America, land of the free. Freedom from oppression. Freedom to serve our God. America, home of the brave. Founded by people who stood firm in their convictions to make America one nation under God, undivided. God gave us this land and blessed us. He prospered us so that we could reach out to a hungry, lost, and dying world. He made us great and strong so that we could defend the weak and the helpless. He called us to reach the world with His love. Oh, America, look around us. We have not fulfilled our call. Our prosperity has made us complacent and self-serving, and we have forgotten to look outside of ourselves. Desolation, emptiness, and hunger surrounds us. Children turn to drugs and murder because their anguish is so great. Babies are torn from mothers' wombs and women and children battered. Oh, America, America, can you hear God calling? It's time to turn from our pride and cry out. Let's fall on our knees and call upon our Lord for forgiveness. Let's rise up from the ashes and become all that God has created us to be. In His mercy, He has given us another chance. A chance to do what's right and to show the world that we serve a holy, righteous, and loving God. A God that loves us all so much that He made the greatest sacrifice of all. He died in our place. Oh God, if your people are defeated by their enemies because they have sinned against you, if their enemies attack them in the cities, whatever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever supplication is made by anyone or all of your people, each knowing his own affliction and pain, and if they lift their hands and their hearts toward you, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, forgive each one. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men, that they may fear you and walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you have given them.
Heard your prayers, and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens and there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Oh, beautiful.
America.
Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For I have chosen and consecrated this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.